Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, JoJo, you know what we got coming up this Wednesday?
Oh, I'm excited, buddy.
Little road trip. Join us as we hit the road. We'll broadcast live at Black Tap Craft Burgers and Beer from our show 9 to 11, 102.5 The Game and Big Joe. Then we'll hang out till 1 o'clock. So stop by and enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming Preds home game, Black Tap gift cards, and much more. Located downtown Nashville, 143rd Avenue North, just across from the Batman Building. And the menu features award-winning craft burgers, wings, salads, and Instagram-famous crazy shake milkshakes.
They're looking forward to that. Inmates out of the asylum, you can win tickets. You don't have to be there to when the tickets are announced, but you have to come in, say hi, and register inside Black Tap. On Wednesday, we'll have a lot of fun. We look forward to seeing all of our friends there.
Yeah, I'm excited. Excited to check it out. So appreciate them for having us come by and say hello. And now we say hello to Brett Kern, former Titans punter, joins us every Monday at this time. Brett, not a good day once again for the Titans, but how are you?
I'm doing good. Just trying to figure out how to remove all these leaves from my front and backyard. So I know there's services for that, but being retired, I got time to do things on my own and figure out how to remove leaves from my yard.
This is the retired thoughts with Brett Kern. I like that. Well, I hope that works. Put the kids to work. I mean, that's what I would do.
That's true. I did think about offering them monetary incentives to make this process go faster, but we'll see what happens.
Well, hold on. How much are we talking?
Joe will come help you. Apparently,
mind helping you out, buddy.
I don't know. I think I keep it the same for each child, but that might cause an issue as well. So,
all right.
You know, we'll see how it goes. But I think I can sweeten the pot probably with some monetary and maybe some leftover Halloween candy, and I think it could work out pretty well.
Done.
So I think I've figured this out. The Titans are 3-13 in their last 16, and really, you know, I know they started off last year decently, but I'm thinking this is all because they let you go. So you not being in the locker room may have caused some of this. But when you watched yesterday, it was a boring game, and every good thing I saw out of the offense, then I saw, you know, an offensive line malfunction, however you want to put it. And a bad play after that, and it would just stall out a drive. I mean, this team right now, I feel like it's a sinking ship.
Yeah, it's slowly sinking, probably. I think, you know, starting that first drive, Tim Kelly obviously has his first 10, his first 15 plays that he has designed dialed up are obviously very efficient, because that first drive was good. It was a good start. I'm thinking this is a good start to the game, right? On the road, Tampa, it's hot. You know, when you go down there, Jacksonville, Tampa, Miami, in November, and you're kind of used to, you know, these colder mornings and whatnot, you go down there, it can hit you pretty hard. And so I thought that first drive was really good, minus the, you know, stalling out in the red zone. But then after that, it's just kind of stagnant and it becomes predictable. I think the narrative of, you know, with Will coming in and playing quarterback, that's going to help a lot of things. I think whether it's Will or Ryan, whoever you have back there, it's going to be the same issue. So I think that narrative is kind of squashed just because, you know, you're only as good as what's up front. And if you remember in that stadium not too long ago in the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes, probably one of the best quarterbacks to potentially ever play, got sacked 7 or 8 times in a Super Bowl and could not do anything. It was running for his life, and the Buccaneers absolutely crushed the Chiefs. So, when the line is inconsistent, the quarterback can only do so much, and that's kind of where the Titans are at right now.
You know, Brett, when you guys – I'm going to go back to 2015. It was a bad year for you guys, and Wisenhunt gets fired halfway through the season. Do you guys talk about the chatter outside the locker room, like, hey, what's going on here? Can he be fired? What's going on? Is that ever brought up, or is it kind of like, nah, we've got to go about and do our business?
I mean, there's definitely chatter. I mean, it's not like every day you're coming to work and you're thinking, all right, you know, someone needs to get fired, something needs to get changed. It's not like that at all. I think it's just more, you know, there's this sense of like, something's going to happen, right? You don't really know what. You don't know if there's going to be a change, when there's going to be a change. But, you know, I remember that year, it was just with Coach Wisenhunt, it was bad. It was really bad. And I think, you know, you could probably ask anyone in that locker room what's going to happen. And I think the consensus would have been someone's going to get fired. It wasn't good. And so, you know, do I think Coach Vrabel's going to get fired? Absolutely not. No, I don't. You know, he just signed a new contract, and I just don't think it's going to happen. So I think with a new GM, Coach Vrabel, you know, you probably give it another year just to kind of see what happens with the draft. And you get a decent amount of cap to work with. Now you just hope that they can spend it in a wise manner and be efficient with it. Because that's a lot of money, and that's a tall task. It's like, you know, you think about the Bears, you know, that they're potentially having the number one pick and, you know, probably another top five pick. And that is huge, because the Texans, obviously what they did is they went and got two studs, and one is probably going to be your franchise quarterback for the next 10 plus years. And it's changing that organization around pretty quickly from where they were. So there's a huge responsibility with, you know, anytime you're drafting high with multiple picks, and then obviously when you got this cap space, what do you do with it?
Was it, not to belabor the point on coaches being let go, when Mularkey got let go, you know, you guys won that game in Kansas City. He has that bizarre press conference where he's getting no support. What was all that like leading up to the New England game? Because from the media standpoint, it was just odd. The whole thing was just very odd.
It was very odd. And at that point in time, I think it was year 10 or 11 for me. And I felt like at that point, I just wasn't surprised, just because it's the NFL. Nothing, you know, it's just so much happens. Like, nothing really surprised me anymore at that point. When coaches get fired, when they get fired, how they get fired, players that get cut. You know, players that have incentives in the last game. I just need three catches and I get my, you know, $100,000 bonus, and then they don't activate the person. Like, it's just, there's so much stuff that goes on. And so, you know, it was weird, just because we won a playoff game in Kansas City, which is not an easy task to do. And then you're already talking about, well, if we win, he can't get fired, but if we lose, he's definitely getting fired. And it's just, you know, guys were obviously confused by it, but on the same standpoint, it's like, it's the NFL, it's a business. Nothing should really come to surprise you anymore.
Brett Kern is with us, former Titans punter. You know, the Vrabel we see is the competitor, the former player. He can be a little stubborn and an a-hole sometimes, and, you know, that's how it comes across to us. But is he different with all of you behind closed doors in the locker room? And is that one of the reasons why so many guys have wanted to play for him? Because he has, you know, had that player mentality, but also been, you know, a player's coach, a coach that has the player's back. Is it different behind closed doors with him?
No, I mean, I think if he could put on pads and go out and play, I think he would. You know, I think he just has a genuine love and passion for the game, and that's what he does. And you know, the team meetings, you know, I think it goes a little bit better than the press conferences. There's you know, he challenges a lot of guys, shows a lot of film of, you know, hey, why are you loafing on this play? And then he'll show a play of somebody not loafing and what it looks like. And I think there's encouragement. There's obviously probably a little bit more spirited conversations than what you guys get in the media and the press conferences. Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, his meetings are, I could say this, I've definitely, with being in his meetings and the conversations, I've learned more about football, you know, in the last, you know, four or five years being with him than I ever had with the previous coaches, just because that's how detailed his meetings are, the examples that he gives. But yeah, I mean, he'll hold you, you know, he'll he'll show a punt, be like, Brett, hey, this costs us a little bit. This needs to get better. Boom, on to the next guy, right? And so you appreciate that because, you know, when there's criticism, there's also encouragement. And sometimes the criticism is tough to handle, but you know that he sets everybody to a high standard. And you go out there and you try to perform to it.
Yeah, wow, that's interesting that to get that perspective for sure. Brett, appreciate it as always, my friend, and we will talk again next week.
Absolutely, sounds good. You have a good one.
You too. Brett Kern, forever Titans wide
just or wide, that's fine.
Forever that. Titans punter joining us here on the show, combining a couple of titles there with Brett Kern and Chris Sanders. I thought that was interesting, though, what he said about what he's like behind closed doors. And look, a head coach – should hold his players accountable.
Yeah, he owes us nothing.
Yeah,
I mean, he owes us nothing.
Like, I guess my thing is, like, it does bug me, and I get tired of the, you know, him being stubborn and bristly and an a-hole, and, you know, especially, like, if somebody, you know, asks a legitimate question, you know, and you can tell that there's times where it's just because he doesn't like somebody. It's like, just answer the question.
Right.
But at the end of the day, the thing that I care about and everybody else truly cares about is the message getting across to the football team. If the message isn't getting across to the football team, yeah, then it's a problem. If it is, then okay. Then whatever.
Well, I mean, they looked uninspired yesterday. There was no fight to this football team.
None.
For probably 90%.
They looked defeated.
Yeah. Man, you know, they lose 20-6. I mean, it was just a bad performance all the way around. One of the worst performances I've seen out of a Titans franchise since they moved here in 97. Just, it was awful from top to bottom. And I don't think it gets any better. I really, really don't think it gets any better.
I felt the same way yesterday as I did on Saturday, and I will explain that coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 615-737-1025. That is our phone line driven by Wilson County Hyundai. com. Tomorrow is your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click. If you correctly guess a Preds player that scores a goal in the Preds game tomorrow night, you win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Participate with Robbie and Rex Road tomorrow morning at 8:45. Pick to Click is presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. List your home with TJ to get your home seen, heard, and sold.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.